Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every fact may be established, the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, and treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. Or where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, our Gospel does not tell us today when somebody upsets us to go and be a chismoso and to go and tell everybody the world and to make the gossip so good. What does our Gospel tell us to do? If somebody has hurt us, we need to, in a very loving way, to try to talk to them about it. Now, that's not easy to do, though. You know, when somebody hurts me, I have a very horrible filter. So I've had to learn through the years. Hold on. Don't say it right away. So my friends, what is this gospel trying to tell us? That in life, people that we love are going to hurt us. Husbands and wives, children, parents, co-workers. But we need to be mature enough to be able to talk to that person about it. But first, we need to pray on it. We often get into trouble because we react without praying first. And sometimes our emotions get so elevated. And sometimes we hold on to grudges for so long over such petty things. So my dear friends, our gospel's telling us today to forgive one another, and to be mature enough to talk to one another about our differences. So in heaven, Jesus isn't going to tell you, congratulations, you held a grudge for 60 years. There's no Olympic gold medal for holding grudges, okay? But what our Lord will say is, thank you for choosing forgiveness, and thank you for being patient with those around you. So as our Lord is so very patient with us, let us strive to be patient with those around us. So who in your life right now do you need to forgive? That doesn't mean you're going to be their best friend or even like them, but you need to love them. Who is our Lord asking you to forgive? Let's pray on that right now.